Christmas or a birthday. You know? Is there somebody else that's getting something about that picture? It seems interesting, but I
Which
can't...
Which picture?
That picture of a birthday morning, or a birthday, or a Christmas morning. I just... It seems significant today. And maybe it's what we prayed about. I don't know. But, you know, I had a work dinner to go to this week. And, which I'm not a... I don't like those things, really. Because it's like, I've been all day with these people.
Go home.
So interestingly, the people I'm with, I don't work with.
Yeah, but just imagine sitting in the U.S. Senate.
See, I wouldn't want to hang out with people. But it was the dinner. It was a dinner with a select group of people. They were invited to this man's home who's used to be a leader here on the base. He's retired. And he invited some people into his home. Kind of what I would say, he's an older guy, and one of these real, real old guys like Jerry, you know?
Why am I not being as old as I am?
I'm just playing with you. But, and so the group is my generation, so 50s.
Oh, just kids.
Just kids. Really. And actually, so I'm sorry, this wasn't what I was going to talk about, but I feel like I want to. I'm actually there, and I'm thinking, it's a small group, you know, seven of us, and, six, and I thought, why am I here? And because these other guys, I know them, I know their roles, they're leaders of different communities, and so we were talking about our peers, and we were talking about younger people, the next generation under us. And we're talking about how to grow, how to build. We're talking, now he's retired. I'm thinking, why him? Mm-hmm. We're talking about how to get people motivated. We're talking about how to, you know, in some respects, put another man on the moon. You know, that big kind of thinking of like, what does that kind of dreaming look like? When I got home that evening after a few hours, and by the way, at the end of the evening, I'm enjoying it. I'm finding myself connecting with the thinking, the vision, the dreaming. And in fact, my boss this week spent a lot of time saying, where's your dash one and dash two? And it's his way of saying, where's your mentor? Your mentee, where's the one that's following you? Where's the one you're building up? Where's the one that's replacing you? That younger person. And that's like, it's a challenging question to think of, like, sometimes you ever wonder who's following me?
Yeah.
Kind of like a It's a Wonderful Life thing. You don't think anybody's looking at you. You don't think anybody's listening to you. The truth is, there's time. It's like, you would... It's probably God's mercy that you don't see the connections. Because they're there. They're watching you. They're following you. They're listening to your stories. They're hearing they're seeing you happy. They're wondering what makes you happy. They're hearing the testimonies. In any case, in this evening of sharing and talking, I got back and Darla said, "How was it?" And actually was asking questions like, "Well, what was it?"
Yeah.
And I said, you know, the best I can say it was he was being a dad. He was being a father, and he was inviting sons in the room. And, you know, a good father builds his sons with an expectation that his sons are going to build sons.
Right.
And a good father... always lets them know their value, their worth, how he sees them. It's almost like that question I had of like, why am I here? He knew. Mm-hmm. Here's the value I see in you. I've known you for 30 years. This is what I see in you.
That's so good.
And sometimes, I mean, a father sees what you don't see.
Right.
And so I just, I so appreciated. This had nothing to do with, there wasn't a spiritual component of the evening. There was no talk of God or religion or anything like that. It was work. But I thought, wow, God, look what you're doing. And I was wondering, is kingdom any different? Sometimes we make the church this other model, this other thing that's like, okay, there's my home life, there's my work life, and then here's my church life. And, you know, I wonder. No, I don't wonder. They're all the same. But I was just enjoying this week the thought of inheritance, the thought of generations, the thought of building family, the thought of relationships, who my sons are, who my dads are. And I think as we've been on this journey of talking about kingdom, it's like, I just want to encourage you. You're giving yourself away, whether you believe it or not. You're reproducing yourself. And the things that you're inheriting here in your vision, in this little home community, they're impacting you. I mean, just talking to Dave today about, you know, he was on the phone with Dano in the prison, and we were talking about remembering connections from years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, do you remember talking to this person? I think he was talking about this person at Denny's. And I was telling him how I ran into somebody recently, and they said, you know, you said this to me, and I'm thinking, I did? And it was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've never forgotten that. And Darla ran into somebody at a dinner Friday night, and it kind of sparks this remembrance of this person you were in my life, and it was joyful. It was good. And I think God, He's given us a chance to reproduce. He's given us the privilege and the power of reproducing. And I don't know, something good about that this morning. And I just want to, I guess, bless you in, mm-hmm. encourage you in, let you know that you're significant and you're powerful. You're amazingly created and wonderfully loved, and people are connecting with that. So even if you sit here and go Sunday after Sunday, I don't get it, your spirit does. Inside, you do get it. That's why you're here. Mm-hmm. There's something about this that's resonating with you. It's connecting with you. It's pulling you in for more. That's what I was talking to Adolf and Shelley last night. And I'll talk more on that part next week about this thing about inheritance. It's like, you know, we don't even... He says, I don't even know if we appreciate what it is we've been given. I don't even think we realize what it is that we have access to. You know, because I asked Adolf, I said, you know, I'm so proud of you that you go out and you're so bold in praying for these miracles, because I'm not like that. I don't feel wired like that. Part of that's an excuse, by the way. It's my chicken card of, of not wanting to be bold and pray like he does. Because when he sees somebody that's got a limp or something, he goes, oh, that's okay, it's going to go away. He says that, right? And
holy arrogance. Yeah.
Holy arrogance. I like that. That's funny. Holy arrogance.
Holy arrogance.
Oh,
holy man. Can I ask you something? I get that.
Yeah.
Does that sound good or bad to you? Is that a good connotation or a bad connotation?
It sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Well, but in other circles, I've been in communities where they say,
you're so arrogant.
How dare you believe that you think that you can pray and that person's limp is going to go away. And it's like, you know what? Every time I talk to your dad, here's what I feel. God, I wish I was more like that. I know I'm wired differently. And by the way, you're not all supposed to be Adolf.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be you. There's a God's wired you a certain way to do a certain thing for Him.
Mm-hmm.
And just be that. And be alert to what that is. That's the hot water bottle.
Oh, it's coming.
It's the tea kettle that's coming up.
It's getting in the way of this.
Oh, is it?
The Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are multiple.
Aren't they?
And different people have different gifts. Nobody ever said that we all got all of them. And so the gift of healing is for some people. Others, no.
I just believe that. I don't get, totally worked up about, but I do want them. I want more,
yeah.
Right? I want more. I was thinking, even this morning before worship, and sometimes I'll ask you what happened this week, and you're immediately it's like, okay, what are the great testimonies of this week?
Yeah.
What did I do? Right?
I woke up.
But here's a.
Amen.
But here's a. So that's what I was thinking this morning. I thought, God, maybe the question should be, is like. What are you asking for? What are you struggling with? What is it that you're saying, God, I don't have a great testimony. But what are you asking Him for? Seriously. What are you asking Him for? And maybe it's a struggle. I don't know. But what's your thing that you're asking Him for?
Living with no offense.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Living with no offense. Is that achievable?
Yeah.
Living without offense? Living without an offense. Almost like the ability to just forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just
mm-hmm.
forgive. Without bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
Or strife. How about you, Dar? What's your ask? What are you asking Him for?
I want more words of knowledge. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Like, everywhere I go, I want to be able to walk in and, actually hear something real that's going to touch somebody.
Adolf told me last night that he was he had appointments yesterday. People came to the house where he was at. They said, hey, Adolf's here, and people came. And one of them was that. He said, Danny, I don't normally get those. I had this word of knowledge, and he said, and the person was like, oh my gosh, and it opened up a door for him to minister to this person. It was really cool.
I always think, ask, and you're going to receive. But and then I'll go through seasons where I'll just forget to ask, or pursue,
yeah.
or to, just to live expectantly, like you're looking for and listening for.
Yeah.
But like that one testimony that we heard with the father and the dislocated son and the guy just gets...
The telephone numbers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I want that.
What's your ask, Dave? What do you want?
I just pray for simple, healing. That's
yeah.
my ask.
Like the... an opportunity.
Yeah.
Are you one to you step into those well, or are you still learning your boldness in that?
No, I step into them.
Yeah.
Every once in a while something happens. Yeah, I mean, not everyone I pray for. That's something else, I mean, depends on the. For me, it depends on the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And then like. The other day I was telling you about the person that I haven't talked to probably since Danny's.
A couple of years.
Yeah. And she got in a really bad car accident. Well, not a car accident. Actually, she almost got crushed.
Yeah.
A totally weird thing. And then she's had back problems. She's really young. She's probably 20 now, 20-something. She was 18 when she worked at Denny's. And she's was just laid this whole thing out about her back and everything. Facebook, she was so really disappointing, But anyways, got a conversation with her and got bold and
prayed for her.
And prayed for her.
That's cool.
Yeah. And she was just totally like, wow, I remember you, Dave. It's funny,
From a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Because you would go into Denny's with Dan.
Yeah, we used to go and pray for people on the street and you know, everybody was doing it. That's all.
I think
it's fine.
For me, I miss, I've been like missing quiet times.
Yeah.
I get so busy. And when I'm not busy, I'm tired. And spending time with God, it's like, you know what? I think I'd rather read or turn on the TV. I just need a, it's like I need a distraction. And so I've just to shut my mind off for something because I've just been so, I just get so tied up into deeper things. Most of it's work and stuff. And it's like, God, I miss quiet times. I miss connection. I miss intimate times.
Mm-hmm.
Because somewhere, I'm convinced, and I'll talk about that next week, about just some building blocks about processing kingdom. And one of them, it's like, it's... Without that intimate connection, it's almost unachievable.
Right.
Unachievable. This assignment that you have, whether it's giving words of knowledge or it's walking in a gift of healing or it's just loving well, all of that's resourced by heaven. And it's an unachievable activity without being intimate with Him. I mean, you can do those things out of your mind, or your determination,
right.
Like like ministering to the poor,
mm-hmm.
I can do that.
You can do that
out of just willpower,
right?
I could do it out of guilt,
right?
It just says, but the thing about loving them and connect like a father,
mm-hmm.
like caring for his kids,
yeah,
that's resourced from heaven. That's
right.
Something that's only drawn from Him,
mm-hmm.
and it requires intimacy. It requires that intimate time with Him. And it's like, for me, it's like, God, if like it's almost like the secret key in it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, God, how do I move forward? Go ahead.
I would say maybe that's why I pray for, well, I pray, but I try to turn off those men's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what the other part.
I know what you mean.
Sure.
I know what you mean.
So I decided to stay in the now. It was kind of hard for me because of all what was going.
I was in a doctor's appointment this week. Actually, I wasn't at it. Katie was. I'm just waiting in the waiting room. Darla's with her, and I'm out there for like an hour or so, and there's a TV next to me, and on the TV, it's like, it's not, you know, like a channel, it's a, the medical community is running this thing, and one of the loops is meditation, and it's that's 3 minutes of calming yourself, of calm, and they're like, and I found myself, you know, they're like, stop, close your eyes. Breathe deep for this and do this. Focus on the area beneath your nose and consider this. Don't worry about your thoughts. Don't do this. And I'm in this room and I found myself. And I thought, and so I'm doing it and I thought, that's nice. You know, I really enjoyed it. And I realized, wow, it's not that much different connecting with God. It really isn't. And so for me, it's like, I'm not sitting here asking you what are your gripes and complaints, but it's like, just realize that the things that you're asking for, your asks, your needs, your desires, it's like, they're the same ones that just about each one of us have. And I'm just, part of it's, I guess, just encouraging you that you're good. You're good. And Holy Spirit's not done with you, and He's working on you, and He's loving the place you're in. And so whatever your ask is this week, whatever your need is, whatever that thing that you're feeling disconnected or missing out on or wondering, when do I get my breakthrough? I would just say, as a dad, I said, he loves you, and he blesses you today.
Right.
He knows your journey. He knows the thing in your mind that you're asking for. He's aware of that thing in your heart that's saying, God, if I could just get breakthrough on this, God, or wanting more time, whatever that blank is, whatever that fill in the blank is, God, we just say thank you for that. We trust you, God. We trust what you're doing. God, you're growing us up. You're maturing us. You're deepening us in you. So, Father, we just thank you for just our planted roots this morning. They're in you. God, we find ourselves resourced in you today. Yeah. Anyway, I just...